Mysteries of the Dream World and Shaman's Advice. Recently, I returned with a group of disciples from a seminar tour through Asian sites. The seminar was a success. Despite the winter cold, reaching minus 40 degrees, though, our group struggled to advance on hunting skis through the mountain taiga. We managed to meet with lamas from the Buddhist monastery and local shamans. We also reached the most remote settlement, where in a small yurt we met the old Kam, a hero from wise books about shamanism. Reaching this mysterious place was a miracle, or rather, guided by the power. And an even greater miracle was that we managed to talk to, receive initiation, and witness a shamanic ritual by the old Kam himself. Upon returning, we brought back not only unforgettable experience, but also great knowledge of ancient shamanism, which can help many on their path of improvement and in solving urgent life problems. During our communication, the wise Kam revealed several interesting shamanic techniques to us, which allow one to achieve fantastic results. The first of them is called talking with the sur, the soul of another person. The thing is, our rough world is only a reflection of the dream world. Everything that happens and occurs to us in everyday life first forms in the dream world. To change something in our physical life, we must first do it in the dream world. We enter the dream world not only when we sleep, but also when we remember something, dream, or fantasize. At these moments, we may not even notice what is happening in reality, since we enter the world of dreams. When we see a person in a dream, we actually see not their physical body, but their sur, one of the five souls. When we dream about or remembering someone, and their image vividly appears in our imagination, it means we see their sur. The more lively and clear we see them, the more distinctly they appear to us. They can, as in a dream, do something, speak, react. This means that we truly see the sur, not just reproducing an image from a photograph. An image from a photograph is static. It cannot react or speak. The sur, however, can do all this. Despite the fact that it may appear to you in the most bizarre form, now, having summoned their sur, you can start talking to it, influencing it. And this will be equivalent to influencing the person themselves, their soul. Therefore, be careful. Do not get angry. Do not scold them. Unless they are your enemy who you want to scare or destroy. If it is your relative or loved one and you want to win their favor or make them, for example, stop using drugs, study well, or stop cheating, then with great love, ask them about this and try to appeal to their consciousness to convince them to do this. Be prepared that in some cases, it may take a lot of time for such communication, maybe days or even weeks. It is important to pull a lot of emotional effort into making what you want to happen. But if you truly desire it, then everything will definitely happen. The main thing is to continue your influence. When you master shamanism well enough, you will be able to achieve such an effect in one shamanic session. But while you are learning, it may take a bit more time. Remember that it is your love and consciousness you awaken in a person that will help you achieve your goal. Anger and curses can only push this person away from you. Of course, if it is your enemy or ill-wisher, then anger may indeed help you in something. But if it is your loved one or close friend, then only desire and love are important. Praise the person more, openly ask them for what you wish, and be sure that all this will certainly come sure, as the practice of talking with the Sur is very effective and powerful. Undoubtedly, there are many nuances and subtleties important in each specific case. You can learn them at shamanic seminars in our school. However, you can try something today. It happened that I, a quite young, healthy, and as they say, beautiful girl, was alone for a very long time. I had no partner in life. However, I liked a young man whom I constantly met in the subway. My heart told me that he was the one I needed. But there were so many beautiful girls around me, so I didn't know what to do to make him approach me. One day, at a seminar, the teachers of the great egregor taught us the practice of communicating with the Sur, soul of another person. Returning after the lesson, I saw the young man I liked again. That's it, I decided. I'll start practicing right now. First of all, I have nothing to lose. And secondly, the knowledge I acquired at seminars and immediately put into practice always helped me. I also remembered the words of one disciple who completely changed her life for the better. The spiritual egregor doesn't give bad advice. So, I didn't hesitate and immediately started performing this shamanic practice. I closed my eyes and mentally addressed the great divine power, asking for help in finding such a life partner who would be my like-minded person, support, and pillar in everything. Then I saw him with my inner vision. He had a kind face, and I felt that he also wanted to talk to me, but didn't know how to start. I greeted him, and saw how he joyfully greeted me in return, tuning in to all that was pure and bright in him, which was expressed on his noble face. I began my communication with his Sur. You are a very good and kind person, and I really like you. Yes, I like you too, he replied. Trying to win over his Sur, I achieved a natural response. He began to admire me, my mind, kind heart, and wonderful character. Then I said, we would make a wonderful couple. To which the Sur of my chosen one responded, I would be very happy, as I can't imagine anyone else with whom I would feel as good as I do with you. We will be the happiest couple. throughout the practice. I felt the flow of love that constantly emanated from my heart and enveloped the sir of my chosen one, merging with the counter flow coming from him. And he said,
"I love you."
It sounded so clear that I opened my eyes. I was still riding the subway, but something had changed. I mentally thanked the divine power and suddenly realized that my eternal state had changed. I remember how during the lessons the mentor told us,
"What happens in the world of Ulgen will definitely be realized in the world of Umai. And when it will happen is just a matter of time. Everything depends on the strength of your desire and the efforts you make."
I felt that this changed inner state was the result of the invisible connection established through this simple practice. And I continued to make constant efforts. My communication with the sir of this stranger became more vivid, more expressed. And each time, I felt more and more how the connection between us was becoming stronger. And I did everything to bring the time of our meeting on the physical level closer as quickly as possible.
How surprised I was when, just 12 days later, during a regular subway ride, I suddenly heard, for the first time, but already so familiar, a voice.
"Well, dear girl, what is it that you're reading so interested that you didn't bestow your beautiful gaze upon me as usual?" Thus, what was meant to happen, happened. It was the most wonderful moment in my life. I met my dear David. And now, a year later, we are together and inseparable because he turned out to be my like-minded person. I read him an expert from a wonderful, wise book, and he laughed joyfully. That's how a conversation started, during which I shared my interest with him. Now, we attend seminars together and develop together. I am grateful to fate for bringing me to this school, which gives such simple and, most importantly, such effective practices.